throw on your headphones because this party's about to start. Okay, so we just finished a show called Fleabag.
Oh God, Fleabag.
But here's the thing is I never thought I'd see this in my entire life, but last night I witnessed something that is rare. And it was beautiful and hilarious at the same time. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, I do.
Okay, so what I saw was a grown woman eating pizza and crying her eyes out. Literally taking a bite of pizza and tears were flying down your face.
The show was so good. The pizza was so good. I didn't want it to get cold.
And then you go, I think I'm on my period. Welcome, everyone, to Should We Get Married with Kylie and Kyle. All right. This is good. This feels good. Do you feel good?
Stop with your lips.
All right. Here we are. We're doing it.
So loud.
Another podcast.
Hi.
Putting one in the bank.
Doing it.
Having a conversation.
Yeah, so Fleabag. I love it.
Fleabag. I love everything about it. Watch that. First off, I want to say, you always do this. You always start with something before
I want to do something. Okay, go ahead.
So, well, thanks for listening, by the way. And also for anybody who's listening new, because we got some new listeners because we did another podcast, the Live in Everett podcast. Welcome to this one. And we hope you enjoy listening. And we are a podcast about relationships. We pose the question, should we get married? And should anyone get married? And it's about relationships and love and the messiness of being human. And it's an open and honest discussion about all the little details of day-to-day relationshipping. And also, we're going to have some shitty episodes because we're brand new at podcasting and we're going to have some pretty good ones.
Yeah, if you're new and the first episode you listened to was our last episode, not my fave, my least fave, in fact, so give another one a shot.
And Salem's already walking around.
Salem, lay down.
And I'm going to return him to the pound. It's for sure going to happen this time I mean it.
If I come back from London this time and I mean Salem's it. Gone, you're gone. You're gone.
Actually, that's true because I'd be with him. Because I wouldn't actually give him back to the pound, but I
so
might
then
this
you're
time.
Just saying you guys are gonna leave me.
I might this time. I might give him back to the pound this time. Here's the thing: is last week was the Emmys.
Oh yeah.
We watched the Emmys. Watched the shit out of it. It was incredible. Super big fan of award shows, and there was this one show that kept on winning.
Fleabag.
Okay.
Fleabag.
All right. Talk about it. You're so anxious about it.
Fleabag.
To talk about it.
Fleabag.
Talk about it.
Is everything. I don't even know how to describe it. Can you edit that out?
No. That's staying in. That whole thing's staying in.
Fleabag is everything.
Continue, please.
There are a few shows that have made me blubbering cry, and the type of cry where you're not sure if you're happy or you're sad or you're both, but you're definitely both. And you have just like a feeling in your chest that lasts the rest of the day, and you can't stop thinking about the way the show moved you for days following. That is Fleabag.
Yeah, Fleabag's really good. Amazing acting, amazing storytelling, amazing, super funny humor that works for me on all levels.
So they won best comedy.
Yeah, amongst other things.
And some of you may be saying, oh, the Emmys are silly. And guess what? We love watching those types of shows. And for me, it's kind of a guilty pleasure because I can see the silliness of it all. Like,
yeah, it is silly.
All the rich celebrities get to get dressed up and get awards. Woo-hoo. Yeah. And like who wears what. Don't care about that. But we just indulge in that shit.
Love it.
And it's a blast. We get to see all the shows that we love on there and see what we want to watch next.
It's a real simple pleasure. So when I was in the throes of addiction and alcoholism, all I wanted to do was just sit and chill. I just wanted to like sit in a house or an apartment that I was paying on time for, having a roof over my head with a full belly, and have, you know, my mind quiet enough because I hadn't burned all my bridges, and just be able to sit still and watch something, a movie, an award show, whatever. So it's like a really, it's a joy for me to watch those things. I don't know why it's specific to award shows, but it's probably because I love film and television, but.
Well, that's like.
It's a simple, it comes back to a simple pleasure thing. Like going out, people really take it for granted, just simply going out for dinner and going to a movie. That was, and I take it for granted now big time because, you know, a little over 12 years clean and sober, but yeah, that was a big deal for me to just sit and enjoy something and not having to worry about getting high or, you know, money to steal or, you know, somebody to manipulate or whatever.
Or like literally being in jail.
Yeah. And which brings me back to my next point of Fleabag is here's a person who's imperfect.
Big time.
Big time imperfect, but she has these amazing qualities. Mm-hmm. That that are her strengths and eventually win out. And we're not in real life, we're not going to have perfect allies. We're going to have imperfect allies. We're going to have other humans in our life that do shitty things, but I'm going to love them because just the same, because I do shitty things too. And I'm going to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them along the way. And it's just one of those shows where this day and age, we want to kind of like shame. And if somebody does something wrong, they're eradicated from history. This day and age, it's hard to live in the nuance. And the show does it beautifully. It's mm-hmm. art. It's not real life, but it speaks to that. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's quick-witted humor. And
yeah.
It really sheds light into her just extremely passive aggressive family.
Yeah, and a big pervert too. She's a huge pervert.
She's like kind of a sex addict.
Yeah.
But and just showing everyone's flaws actually in the whole show. Everyone's super flawed.
Yeah.
But it like something really beautiful ends up happening in season two as a whole, and it's just like, yeah, that's all I can say.
Yeah.
But what you just said is really beautiful. It like made me tear up almost.
The simple pleasure thing.
I don't think about it that way because I got to do that shit all the time. And I've always been able to do that. And you're right. Some people don't. And some people are really occupied in their minds or their bodies with something else besides being able to sit down and relax.
Yeah. And I definitely still get that way because I still deal with a lot of anxiety and depression and all that stuff. And it's just part of my makeup. And part of my circumstance as a human, but I really enjoy the moments where I look forward to the Oscars. I look forward to the Emmys. I look forward to the fucking Apple keynotes. Uh-huh. I watch those. Well, that, you know, a lot of this stuff I can kind of put to research because I do this kind of stuff for a living. Mm-hmm. Not really television or filmmaking, but I make content and I direct and photograph and design for a living. So,
yeah, and you taught me how to nerd out. Like, I was a nerd about things, but I wouldn't have gone full extreme on some stuff until you almost showed me the way to just be like, just fucking, who gives a shit? Go for it.
It's okay to like the things you like.
Well, and to just like be a super fan about whatever, no matter if other people like it or not.
Yeah, hell yeah. And fuck them if they don't like it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you don't have to like Fleabag, I guess.
I loved Fleabag. Loved it.
Yeah. I mean, you're listening.
Oh, the listeners. Yeah. Not everyone. It's not for everyone.
Right.
Just nothing's for everyone. But yeah,
can I just say that I'm really anxious right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Because you're flying to London.
I'm very anxious right now.
Okay. I hear you. I'm here for you.
I leave in like 2 hours.
Yeah.
For a 7:30 p.m. red eye. 9.5-hour flight to London.
Yeah.
Never been to Europe before. Never been on a red eye before. So nervous. And I always get a little anxious before I fly just because it's like
the travel.
Traveling stressful. Yeah. Also being away from you and the house and the pets is stressful and just like packing, not forgetting anything and blah, blah, blah. It's for work. But
yeah.
I'm like really excited to go there. London looks amazing. I have like a huge list of things that I want to do, which I'm probably not going to be able to do because I'm going to be working the whole time. But it's my birthday when we're there. So we're going to do something fun. So I'm excited, but it's just, yeah. It's
we as in you and your...
Me and boss.
Your boss.
My boss, Jessica. But yeah, that's like all I can think about at the moment.
Okay, well, I'm here for you, and I totally can relate because I get that way when I travel, especially internationally.
Yeah.
And it's a bigger deal than most, but you're good. You stocked up your Nintendo Switch and your iPad, and you're good to go. You may or may not sleep, but you'll be safe, and you'll be with a friend and a mentor and your boss, and Jessica's awesome.
Yeah, maybe I should rewatch Fleabag on the flight.
Hell yeah.
Just immediately rewatch it.
Yeah, do stuff that's comfortable.
I don't want it to be over.
Yeah, so a therapist once told me so there's two things I want to talk about with anxiety. And this, I'm not going into, what do you call it? I'm not going into...
Preach mode? Preacher?
Preach mode, but solution mode. I'm not going into solution mode here for you. I just want to say that a therapist told me that when you're feeling anxious, remember a time that brought you intense joy and comfort and a really great moment in your life. And you can always revisit that whenever you need to. You can always reach back into that moment and have that feeling come back. And remember that life, there's bumps, things will pass, things will come and go, but you have these morsels of goodness that you can access. And then the other one is if when I, you know, I come from some trauma, I have some trauma in my childhood, and I would talk about this, and another mentor told me, what would your adult self say to your younger self then? Like, let's say your adult self sat next to you, put their arm around you, and what would they say? And mine would say, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You're going to be okay. And just the thought of that, because we can comfort ourselves. We don't have to reach to, I don't want to stay on this topic, but we don't have to reach to drugs or alcohol or food or whatever. There is a power within us to utilize, and it may not be the answer, but it is a good, healthy way of coping.
You're making me feel so much better.
Oh, good.
Can I bring you with me and put you in my pocket?
I asked to come along, but
that's true.
You shut it down.
I really like to bring you on my work trips because we can stay a few extra days and do things because I get to go to a lot of different places. But for this one, it's just her and I, and she's really showing me the ropes on this job in many ways. And this is my first time at the show. So my thing was like, let me go do this, get the groundwork done. And then maybe next year you tag along or meet me there at the end of the trade show and we'll stay another 5 days.
Yeah. And I really appreciated you setting that boundary. That was actually really great for me to hear you say. In fact, I wasn't bummed. I was proud of you for doing that.
Really?
Yeah, because it's a really good, healthy thing to be aware of. I'm going on my first trip with my boss in this. It's not really a new position anymore, but it is still newish. Yeah. You're still learning kind of some ropes, and you're going into this new thing, and you know, having the boyfriend there isn't that's not a good call, and you made the right call by talking to me about it.
Well, thanks for saying that.
Because
she is super cool with it, and most people are. And
right.
I think she's brought her fiance on trips before, but there's always like you've come to E3 with me a couple times, and I forget where else.
I got to work it 1 year, 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I crashed another one. This last one, I crashed.
Rode your bike home.
Yeah, and I left halfway through it.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of there, I'm kind of not.
Right. You know? And you know everybody, but I'm also working the whole time. And then like, you know, some other people that like I meet up with there in the industry, you like got to hang out with Randy and stuff. But
yeah,
there's always like a thing of like keeping like, oh, I have my boyfriend with me tagging along, staying in the hotel room with me, but also it's cool and not a big deal.
But
and
I'm very open, like, go do you, because
we're totally separate.
I always have my camera on me, and I can spend I can spend days just shooting street photography. I went and, you know, I'll go and watch movies by myself and just kind of walk around.
Because you're like chilling in the hotel room.
I'm vacationing.
You're going on a big old walk and like exploring.
All good.
Tacos, and I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
And then we meet up at the end of the day, and I'm exhausted. And
so next year, London.
Yeah.
Okay.
London. There may or may not be Gamescom Germany, depending on if our partners go. But
yeah.
Anyway.
But you're okay. Everything's okay, and
it'll be okay.
Enjoy the anxiety. It's your buddy. Because those are real feelings. Those are good. Those are okay to have.
Yeah. Didn't someone say put your arm around your, you can like put your arm around your anxiety.
Yeah, totally.
Those are the moments where you're alive.
I used to have severe panic attacks. I'll still get them, I'm sure. The only way for me to truly overcome them without fucking Xanax and all of this other medication and stuff, which is okay. No, I don't want, you know, to each his own. That works for them, except if you're on long-term Xanax, that's not okay.
But
you know, depression and stuff like that, if that works for you, I'll go for it. The only thing that helped me though wasn't the antidepressant pills. Well, obviously not Xanax. Obviously I'm not gonna drink or do drugs or whatever. Exercise didn't help, although actually that did help, but it didn't like cure it. I guess what stopped panic attacks were to say, bring it on and put my arm around it and accept them happening. And whenever one of them would come up, I'd just say like, let's go. And
I would rumble.
I would lean into it. And I think it's called flooding.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a term for it where you just say, fucking, here we go. I don't care. Whatever happens, let's go on this journey. Bring it on. If I'm going to have a panic attack, let's have fun with it. Wow. Let's roll. Let's ride this ride and see where it goes and see where I end up on the other side. And I might have something interesting to think about afterwards. And so that's what helped me.
This makes me miss therapy.
Yeah.
I haven't been in a while, and I kind of like wrapped things up with this one therapist, and she was like, okay, I think you're good to go on your way. And I was like, wait.
Yeah.
Because most of what I talked about in there was my mom and my cat dying. There was a lot wrapped up in just those two things.
You know what, like, I love the most? Because I like a lot of things, and I love a lot of things, but I think if I were to pinpoint the one thing that really propels me in life, that really fulfills me in life, and really gives me self-worth and meaningfulness and humanity and all this stuff, is a good, meaningful, deep conversation. Hmm. A vulnerable, meaningful, open-minded conversation.
Yeah, you walk away feeling really good from that.
Yeah.
And feeling like you've
when someone really
scraped a little deeper on a level with somebody.
And when somebody really listens to you, like really listens to you and accepts you and accepts your thoughts, that's almost everything to me. Yeah. That to me is equal to or better than going on a bucket list adventure.
Yeah. Those are I think that's why we're together, is we're able to have conversations like that. You could come to me and say anything.
Right.
And probably most people feel this way about their partners.
Yeah.
But like, you can say some fucked up, dark shit to me if you want to, and I don't get scared by it or judge you for it. I'm hopefully just there to listen
and
talk about how hopefully I can relate in some way. And you do that for me big time.
Yeah. I think true love, whether you're in a relationship or you're in a friendship or it's family. And I think part of what true love is when somebody brings something to me or I bring something to them, instead of how could you, It's how can I help? Let's talk about it. How can we work together on this? Or I'm here to listen to you. Mm-hmm. It's not how could you, how dare you? Why did you do that? You should have done this.
Mm, my God.
It is how can I help, man? How can I listen? Let's talk about it. I'm here for you. That's it. That's true love to me. And true love can be like really light on like acquaintance level. Mm-hmm. Like you can love other people, or you can show your love to other people by just doing that. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? I have a few friends that aren't friends that I like hang out with regularly, but the times that I see them, I'm like, I love this person. Yeah. I love you. And yeah. Maybe you're a person I can't say I love you out loud to, but I feel some weird connection with you.
Well, that's the word love can get, I don't know, it's hard to be vulnerable and put that heart on your sleeve, but fuck it anyways. Mm. Tell them you love them. Mm-hmm. And if it's weird for them, just go, I know that was weird, but fuck you. Walk away.
I love you. Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You can battle that weirdness or awkwardness with humor.
Yeah. Wow.
So a couple other things happened. Did you have something else to say?
No.
So we did the Live in Everett podcast.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah.
And
that was fun.
Yeah. Garrett and Tyler are incredible. And I've always been a huge fan of Live in Everett.
Same.
And Live in Everett is a small company mm-hmm. that shows people how amazing Everett is. And it is that kind of passion is ran through all the way into the DNA of the company itself. Mm-hmm. It's not bullshit. It is, we love Everett. We're passionate about it.
You know, they've made a little community for people that live here and love it. And what's going on and what's new. And
it's everything from
here.
Yeah. Real estate to media, to food, to here's the cool spots.
Showcasing like people that live here, artists and musicians.
They host 5K runs. They do the food truck festival.
Yeah.
It's a super awesome brand and company. And they asked us to be on their podcast. Ooh. And we went and did it. And we vlogged it on the way over. You can see that on there.
We limed over, guys.
Yeah, we rented some limes.
Any opportunity to get on a lime.
Limes are awesome.
Love a lime.
Some of them are getting beat up, so they're a little slower.
Part of a lime
gang. Okay. But anyways, yeah, that was super great. We were super happy to be on there. And that was a highlight of the Should We Get Married career so far.
Well, first time on another podcast.
First
time even having a third or fourth microphone, because we don't have people on our podcast.
Totally.
Which we've talked about doing and have said, no, that's not our thing.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah.
But it made me kind of want to do it.
Okay. Okay.
It just is like there are four people and four opinions, and the conversation could probably go on forever because there's four minds.
Go anywhere.
Yeah.
Thanks. And if you want to listen to that podcast, we encourage you to do that for sure. Live in Everett, and they're a really cool, thing altogether. So definitely check out what's their website? Is it
liveineverett.com? And we'll post. We'll post our little vlog from that day on our Instagram and link them so you can go check them out if you live nearby or want to.
Yeah, it's liveineverett.com.
Cool.
And moving here and deciding to live here, it was really cool to be invited into their slice of the world here.
I never thought about living here before.
Right.
I started coming here.
Yeah. People often don't think about moving. They're like, I don't know about Everett.
And here's what happened. You lived here in an apartment, which, by the way, was super cute little apartment, kind of down near, like you could smell the water and hear the seagulls from there.
Yeah. And North
above
Everett.
The co-op.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And then we started dating, and then things got a little more serious. And then we had that epic fight because we'd been talking about moving in together for a really long time.
Yeah.
And I could tell you were almost getting like a little push-offy about it. And I was like, what is going on here? And that felt like it was it for me. And then you showed up that night at my house in Bothell with your stuff and was like, okay, let's do this. Let's live together. Mm-hmm. Biggest moment ever. So then we lived in Bothell. And then we loved that house so much, and it lasted 3 months, and then we got kicked out because our landlord had found out she had cancer and she wanted to move back to her house.
We think. I don't know. I call bullshit.
She had stage 4 cancer and moved back in, needed to move back in, but she was doing this through her landlord, and we were like, oh my God, it was like a big deal. Fast forward to now, though, she still lives there. So I don't know what's going on.
Well,
and it's all updated. It's getting updated.
I don't know the levels of cancer, but it sounded like she was moving there to die.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh my God, this is, I can't, oh yeah, we'll move out for sure. And they gave us a little severance, like a last free month or whatever. But I think she just wanted to move into the house.
Yeah, I do too.
That's it.
I do too.
I'm just saying that out loud.
She's still there. There's like a new deck. I'm calling BS. And there's a new garage door.
Right.
So I drive by sometimes on my way to work. But
they moved into that apartment.
So we had to like find an apartment. We found one in Woodinville. Really nice apartment. But
hated it.
So tired of Woodinville. Because it was like,
Woodinville's squeaky clean.
Kind of boring.
It's squeaky clean there. If you don't want to see any homeless,
riffraff, yeah.
Any riffraff at all,
it's like a family town,
like small crime, mm-hmm. Really clean buildings, clean streets, mm-hmm. Everything's clean.
And you, I work there, so I still go to Woodinville all the time.
Woodinville's a spot.
So anyway, fast forward when Kyle was ready to buy a house. That's its own story. He was looking here.
Yeah.
And I was pumped to move here too. And 3 years later, we love it here. Like, I want our next house to be here too.
You get a Seattle vibe in North Everett at 1/20th of the population. Yeah. It's awesome here. You got the water there, you got the mountains there. And
sorry for everyone listening that doesn't even live in the state. And yeah. It's like, okay.
Anyways, what else did we do this week? We finished tiling our bathroom.
Oh, yes.
We made it through it.
The shower still doesn't work. We still have to grout it. Still have to seal it. Still have to... You guys, if you're going to remodel your house, you could hire someone.
We saved about half of what it would normally cost.
I guess.
Do you think another $5,000 would have been worth it?
I don't think it would have been double, no.
Yeah, it would have cost $10,000 to do the bathroom.
No way.
Yes way.
Just to have someone tile that?
No, to do the bathroom.
The whole thing?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Well, that'd be nice because we still have open walls in there and we still have to do the floor.
But we're saving $5,000.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay. All right. I'm not. I'd like to hire it out.
That's like a sweet trip to Norway.
That's true, actually.
Yeah. Or part of it, like the flights.
Which we might go to Orlando this year. Harry Potter World.
Yeah.
Is that hard for you to say really fast? Harry Potter World?
Harry Potter World. Harry Potter World.
Okay.
Damn it.
So we finished that. That's good. I got frustrated. I had to make some on-the-go amends while I was tiling that window. I let you guys have it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I apologized. And then I got sassy again.
Yeah. Remember when...
Uh-oh.
I just smacked. Remember when we were going along and this is a testament to relationship stuff. Everyone's like, oh, it's going to be a big challenge as a couple to remodel. They're right.
It is.
Things were
a challenge.
We're using a laser to level it out, and it was just like a hair unlevel.
Yeah.
And Kyle's like, we can't go on. Everything's cracked. It's so done. Oh my God. This is it. There's no way to fix it. There's no fucking way. And I was like adamant. I was like, it's all going to work itself out. This whole thing is a hair uneven. Like the walls aren't even.
Yeah.
Let's just keep going. Let's go line by line and check it. Let's go. Just trust me. And he's like, I don't think you know how things work. And I was like, oh, I don't? You're right. I don't know how things work. Anyway, eventually we did that and it all fine.
It was fine. You ended up being very right.
Thank you. Good job.
But I just needed you to acknowledge it. You never even acknowledged the fact that things are getting out of line.
Yeah, I did. We talked about it for an hour.
No, we had that argument for an hour. We didn't talk about it for an hour. Anyways, you were right. You nailed it.
I only brought it up so you'd say I was right.
I bet you did. And you are. You are right. It turned out really good. Everybody's really loving.
But you never got mean.
Oh, well, that's good. The whole thing?
No, you didn't get mean. You were just getting frustrated. We were all frustrated.
I got a little snappy.
It's
so
frustrating.
Yeah, it was
Our saw isn't even cutting tiles straight.
Yeah, the saw wasn't cutting. It was like a 1/16th out of square.
Yeah.
Which...
It's a lot.
If you're
measuring by 1/16ths.
If you're cutting a long, thin tile... That's gotta make a difference.
Have we lost people again?
No. If somebody ever does their own tile or has done, they're gonna know exactly what we're talking about.
That's true.
It's all good.
What else you got?
Okay, so I want to talk about this.
What?
Let me see
your notes.
Here's the thing, Kylie.
What?
So.
Uh-oh. Is this serious?
It's a little serious.
Are you sick?
I'm about to... I think I need to make some changes.
Okay.
We talked about this a few podcasts ago, how I'm fat.
Yeah.
And I'm not feeling good.
You're not fat?
Well, I appreciate that, but I don't feel good, and I could definitely...
You feel fat.
If I lose 30 pounds, now I'm within a weight range that is comfortable for me.
Okay.
So, I want to fix that, but this week I was getting fat food, which, by the way, I love to eat.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of eating, and I'm a big fan of sugar.
Me too.
Because that's all I got.
It's delicious.
I don't even drink caffeine anymore, although I love coffee. I'm all about it. Maybe one day I'll get back into that. But this week I decided to buy some ice cream, and I accidentally bought custard.
Oh, yeah.
And we ate a little bit of it, and I was like, this is too rich. And then the next night, you had like two more bites, which were tiny, and I ate the rest of it in one go. And I don't feel good.
Well.
And I started blowing mud.
Babe.
And that wasn't good either.
No one wants to know.
Everyone blows mud, honey. It's okay. It's okay. If you blow mud, it's all good.
Oh.
I accept you. I hear you.
At least you know the mud will stop at some point. Unless you keep eating custard.
Eventually, the mud stops blowing.
Aren't you glad you're not getting on a flight today?
No, I'd love to be going to London. Are you kidding me? Sounds awesome.
Would you blow mud on the plane?
Okay, that's a big fear of mine. Are you bringing that up?
Yeah.
I hate dumping out on an airplane.
Yeah, doesn't everyone? Yeah.
Does everyone? It's not just me?
Well, it's like claustrophobic in there.
Yeah.
There's usually someone waiting. And there's no way to... Can you courtesy flush even? I don't think I've ever taken
you can courtesy flush.
A plane.
You hit the thing and it sounds like another airplane's tanking off.
But like
when
everyone
you flush
in
the
back for sure hears you flush twice then, yeah? So they know you're pooping?
No, you can't really hear that unless you're right next to it.
Yeah, that's true.
So you
Aren't
know
you just worried that you'll come out and like a super hot chick is waiting next?
No, I don't care. I always had this funny, funny thought where like if you're out on a date...
Mm-hmm.
And you've been holding in farts the whole date night, which happens all the time. And you walk the girl to the front door, right?
Sure.
You kiss or not kiss, but there is a spark, a spark in here, and it's feeling good. And then you go back into the car. And you just like, letting them all out because you've been holding them in, sucking them in.
They come out in one long one.
Sometimes they come out in one long one, yeah. and the windows are up, right? And then all of a sudden, she comes back outside.
No, start the car, get out.
And runs to the car.
No.
And then asks you to roll down the window.
And you just shake your head.
I can't. That's the funny thought. That's the biggest conundrum I can think of.
Really? The biggest?
Yeah, on a date night, that would be a nightmare situation. That'd be a nightmare moment. What do? You roll down the window or do you take off, like you said? I mean, what do? She's going to smell your fart.
You know
Or you're going to take off.
I can think of so many things worse than that. What about if you actually stayed the night?
What about it?
And we're holding them in all night.
No.
And in the morning, you had to go let them all out in the bathroom. And then she's been going to pee her pants. she's rapping on the door. I really got to get in there. I'm so sorry. And the whole bathroom smells. You can't not exit the bathroom at any point. Like, that's you true. Have to, that's worse.
But you can courtesy flush. You can open up a window. You can do all the other things. I'm talking about in the moment you pass gas in the car. You don't think anything's going to happen. And then it just, you know what I mean?
What if she's making the universal sign for roll down your window?
Yeah.
And you make the universal sign for back up a little bit. And then you roll it down. You just roll it down a crack and you put your lips out and you say, "So sorry. I've just been letting out all the farts I've been holding in our whole date. What's up?
I guess there's a third solution here.
Okay.
There's a third option.
Not eat custard.
You could just get out of the car.
Oh, yeah.
Meet her halfway. That's even more romantic.
Or you could turn the car on really quick, blast the AC.
That's not going to do it. That's not going to do it.
Make a bunch of wafting signals so she knows what's happening. So she decides on her own to retreat. She'll go, never mind. I'll text you. Bye.
I don't think that is a good option to go by. Which reminds me, when you fart.
Well, stop right there.
When you fart, you'll go out and open the door and stand out there, but you won't stand out there long enough. And you'll come right back in and it comes back in with you.
What I think is actually happening is you're worried it's going to come back in with me. And you always say, you got to stay out there longer. But it never actually comes back in.
There's a vortex of fart that it sticks to you, clings to you for a little while. I
know how to fucking fart out of a door.
I don't think you do.
I know how to walk.
I'm calling you out right now. I don't think you do.
I'm 31.
No, you're 30. Don't you? You're 31 on Thursday. That's nice try.
4 days from now.
I know, but, it's not now, is it? Okay,
all right.
Okay, so you're leaving to London in like an hour.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss you tons.
I'm going to miss you too.
And text me anytime and all this stuff. But I have something.
Anytime? Because it's going to be middle of the night half the time for you.
Sure. Okay. Go for it. I have this article.
All right.
That I want to read.
Uh-oh.
It's from my favorite online publication, the Huffington Post. And it's called 12 Tips on How to Maintain a Healthy Relationship While Traveling for Work.
Oh, let's do it.
Okay.
I bet it's really good.
Tip number one. Well, it is. It's going to be really good because it's
really informative.
It's from HuffPo. And they're the best. Hmm. They're the best in the game.
Yeah, all online articles are very factual nowadays.
Yeah, they're all factual. Okay, tip number one. Be open and honest.
Oh, no problem. Okay. I already do that day by day, already every day done. In my whole life.
Check it off the list.
With you.
Tip number two, know the end date.
I'll be home Friday. October 4th.
I think this must be for long-term travel. Anyways, tip number three, Salem's scratching and walking around. Salem's walking around. Walk. I'm going to return.
He has to walk.
I'm going to return to the pound.
It's okay, buddy. He heard you.
Tip number three. It's good. I want to keep him on his toes.
He's listening.
Tip number three, talk to each other regularly.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like to go a day without talking to you.
Okay.
It's like, I like to...
Maybe we could go one day, though.
We will, because of the time difference.
No, but it won't be one day for me.
Do you want to just not talk the whole time?
No, you don't have to go all the way.
Oh, yeah? Well, then we'll talk every day. Just kidding, honey.
Okay, tip number four, agree on a budget.
No.
Yeah, that doesn't really apply, but...
Everything is on my company, well, don't first
say,
of all.
Yeah, but don't say no just like that. I mean, it's good, too.
Second of all, our monies are our own monies.
Yeah, we do keep everything separate. Also, we're not married, mm-hmm. So...
Yeah.
That's... When one does get married, they typically... Don't they typically combine finances?
Yeah.
Not all of them, but...
I think we've talked about this before. Yeah, we've talked about, like, do you share all the money? Do you dip into each other's? Do you also have separate accounts? You and I have a joint account for house stuff and our own accounts where I spend all the money I want.
And ultimately, it's up to each relationship, however they feel good, communicate about it. Here's the thing, like if someone in the relationship, be it you or me or whatever, has a very strong opinion about finances and the other person, you're at an impasse, like you disagree completely. What do? Do you end up breaking up?
I don't know.
If you vehemently think...
I think you can break up about anything.
Well, that's true.
If you care about it enough.
That's true. But if your opinion is to combine all finances, and I'm like, there's no way I'm ever going to do that.
Well, yeah, one of us would have to compromise.
Compromise.
Yeah. I can't imagine. Well, maybe if I maybe if you wanted to quit your job and you wanted to be supported by monetarily.
Is that an option?
What do you mean?
I mean, can I just freeload?
No.
No?
Hell
like
no.
Like Andy Dwyer on Parks and Rec?
I want freeload.
Listen, if I can Andy Dwyer it.
No way.
I'll do it. Count me in. All right. What, were you about to say something?
I don't really remember.
Okay, I'll move on to the next step.
Okay.
Here we go.
I was.
Do you want to finish?
What was it?
I'm going to move on to the next tip.
No, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Okay. I will wait.
You can edit this out.
No, I'm not going to edit this out. I'm not going to edit any of this out.
Oh, what was it? Okay.
Next tip is keep your partner in the loop.
Okay. What do you want to know?
Yeah. That's like very basic relationship stuff.
Like if I decided I'm going to take a train over to... I'm so bad at geography.
You don't have to tell me if you're taking a train over to the...
Yeah, it's true.
You don't have to tell me...
No, I mean I'm going to stay a couple extra days and go to wherever.
That would be nice to know, yes. Also, if you're gonna cross country lines...
You need to know.
Well, it'd be good for me to know just in case something happens. That's
my emergency contact. Yeah,
that's something I don't personally need to know. Mm-hmm. For I need to know where you're at. Mm-hmm. It's a safety thing. It's just as if you were going on a hike.
I agree.
You need to tell someone. All right. Next tip: call when you say you're going to call.
Okay. Yeah, unless something comes up, right?
Yeah, and that's not a big deal. Right. If it happens two or three times, now there's an issue.
Sure. Yeah.
If you say, yeah.
How about if I don't call at all after I say I'm going to call? That's a little worrisome.
I have a friend.
Yeah.
Who says they're going to call.
Oh, I know who this
is. You know who this is. And I'll tell you what.
Every time.
I've lost all faith in this person's word.
Yeah.
Like never calls.
And now do you pick up the phone and call instead?
I'll call you in a little bit. That never happens. I'll call you tonight. It never happens. So I just let go. There's nothing I can do to get a hold of this person. I just have to let go.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating. So call when you say you're going to call. And also do things that you say you're going to do.
Okay.
That doesn't apply to that person.
I am going to go to London.
Okay.
And come back.
You know, when I say I'm going to do something, I try and shoot for a bullseye. Like I don't do everything I say I'm going to do. Because I'm not perfect, but I try and shoot for a bullseye maybe 7 times out of 10, maybe 7, 8, 9 times out of 10. Yeah.
And those 3 out of 10 times all have to do with food and working out.
What?
Personally.
What do you mean? When you say you're going to work out?
I'm
going to
stop eating sugar.
Yeah, totally.
I'm going to start working out. I'm going to start doing yoga. I'm going to go back to CrossFit.
It's too hard to do.
None of them.
It's too hard.
It's gone.
I mean,
yeah.
Just look at me. Okay, next tip. Do things together separately. Now, we talked about this because we just started watching Killing Eve, the television show.
Mm-hmm. Together.
And now that you're traveling over there, you want to continue watching it, and I'll continue watching it here.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we can chat about it on our scheduled calls.
Check that off the list. Next tip.
Except, I don't think I can download. You can't download from Hulu. How BS is that?
Well, in your hotel room, you'll have Wi-Fi.
Not going to be in my hotel room watching TV in London.
You
won't. For the 9.5 hour flights I have, I want to be watching it.
Oh, I see. Well.
Isn't that a bummer?
Can't you just you're going to have wind down time.
I guess
you
could buy it. Anyway.
Okay.
Next tip,
continue to express your love.
Oh, okay. Definitely, we'll do that.
We can move on from that one. That one's a no-brainer. Next tip, focus on each other.
Okay.
All right. I think that goes without saying, though.
I'm always focused on you and the house and the pets and, like,
yeah.
Can't I just go away for some time?
Yeah, of course you can. All right, next tip. Pursue your own hobbies and continue living life. Yeah, this is for sure long-term. This is long-term travel.
Continue your hobbies and continue living your life.
Like, let's say I traveled for 2 months.
Oh.
You know, you got to continue, you got to, you know.
But why does an article need to tell you that?
No, this is the 12 tips. It's HuffPo. It's Huffington Post, babe.
It doesn't 12 mean tips. Anything.
That's 12 tips on how to maintain a healthy relationship while traveling for work. This is an important article, all right? And I need you to...
Who wrote it?
I need you to listen to the next tip.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah, there's 12 of them.
Bring it on.
Okay. Travel with your partner.
Oh, we'll do that.
Yeah, we already have done that.
Let's go.
All good.
Cool.
Next tip. Use technology well. So like Skype and, you know...
The phones that we're calling on?
Here's a sub tip of this tip. It says, if your partner loves receiving gifts... Oh, you know what? I thought it said gifts. Not gifts. No, like the moving... GIFs? No, there. Yeah, sure. Don't... But it's gift, like a present. Not gifts as
oh,
like
I
a...
Oh, I like gifts.
Well, go ahead and send me some. Oh, here's another one. Share photos and videos via social media as a unique way to catch up on each other's daily activities. When was this?
Can I just text them to you?
When was this written? Oh, it was written in 2017.
Can't I text them to you?
You know what? It was written in 2015 and then
My God. It's like ancient.
Updated in 2017.
They didn't even have a WhatsApp at the time.
Yeah. 2015 is... Yeah. That's forever ago.
It's an era.
Okay, so next tip. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, that was it.
Did you know you started dating in 2013? Oof.
Wow.
Oof-da.
Wow.
Well, okay. Should we do a question of questions?
Yeah, let's do a quick question of questions.
Whoa. Quick QQ?
Yeah.
Quick quesh.
Question of quick questions.
Quite. I'm going to be so tempted to... start using a British accent.
Oh, please come back with one. That'd be hilarious if you just came back and you're super...
Quite.
Yes. Yes, quite. I have a friend...
Hold on, darling. I need to use the loo.
I have a friend, and his last name is Weatherington. And it's the most epically amazing
British
last name forever. Forever?
Did you know there's like so many different kinds of accents just within the UK?
I did know that. Do you have any more interesting facts to say?
Okay. Question of questions.
Question of questions.
I don't think this is that exciting, but it's the one that I found before we started.
All right.
And it's kind of like something you were saying earlier. So are you ready?
I was born ready.
Imagine you could go back to the age of 5 and relive the rest of your life, knowing everything you know now. You will re-experience your entire adolescence with both the cognitive ability of an adult and the memories of everything you've learned from having lived your life previously. Would you lose your virginity earlier or later than you did the first time around? And by how many years and why?
I keep it the same.
Damn it.
I lost my virginity at 16.
Okay.
That's a pretty healthy...
Me too, yeah.
Pretty healthy age. So
now,
I'm good.
Was that an enjoyable experience?
Yeah, it was incredible.
It always is for the guy, isn't it?
I've never banged a virgin. Did you know that?
Yes.
I've told you that?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever banged a virgin?
No. Mm-mm. But I've been one.
Me too.
I've been banged as a virgin.
Me too.
And it hurt.
It didn't hurt me though.
Of course it didn't. You were just getting you were absorbing a piece of yourself into someone just like that. Probably must have just felt so great.
All right. It did.
Meanwhile, we're getting a rod shoved up an area that's never had that put in there before.
I don't understand why there is, what do they call it?
Cherry?
No, what's the... I guess that's what they call it. Yes, but what is it called? Oh, what's the actual name of it? Hyphen?
Hyphen. Nope, that's a... Nope.
The hyphen. Mm-hmm. With a V.
Oh, I forget.
The Vanivan?
Yeah. But what were you going to ask?
Well, it's just so funny to have a... I mean, why?
I mean,
what's
why
the point of that?
Questioning the way our bodies work? Because there are so many mysterious and glorious ways that our body does things.
That's literally the context of my curiosity. Is it's incredible and weird. And why? I'm not like questioning it, like, how come?
Hymen.
It's a hymen.
Hymen. Your hymen.
It's a hymen.
Okay.
Salem's walking around again.
Yeah.
I'm going to break his hymen.
He doesn't have one.
Oh, okay.
I don't think.
So
definitely doesn't.
What's that like, getting the hymen broken?
Well, you feel this pressure, and then it's literally feels like a huge pop, and then everything goes really hot and warm.
Whoa, that sounds really intense. Are you joking?
Yes.
Oh, what the hell?
I don't think you can actually feel anything happen. Well, I don't know.
It was painful, though.
It's painful because, A, you don't know what you're doing, really. B, there's a high chance that you haven't done what you needed to do or understand what you needed to do to, like, get yourself in the mood and lubed up down there.
Right.
So, like, you know. And then... See, it's like never been, it's uncharted territory.
It's never been penetrated.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah. And on top of that, depending on, you know, how big or small you're dealing with the other person, can be
with the
more
penis.
Or less painful.
Do you have a problem saying penis?
Penis.
Okay. Well,
what did you call penis and vagina when you were a kid?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know?
I mean, like, whatever.
Okay.
I don't, yeah.
Well, for me, it was pee pee and wee wee.
Oh, as a kid? As like a child?
Yeah. I mean, and that lasted till I was.
I don't remember.
Wee wee.
Wee wee. That sounds like something I would say for sure. I say it now, though.
Do you think that's still like the words people use? I wonder if that's changed over time.
I wonder, because we don't have kids, so...
I gotta ask my sister what she calls it for her kids. It's creepy.
Wow.
It's so creepy.
So I wouldn't change when I lost my virginity.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I was with someone I liked, and I think maybe thought I loved, and treated me really nice and was respectable about it, so...
You can have loved someone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I did, but I guess I did.
All right.
In a different way, I suppose. And like the way I knew how to love at that time with the person as the person I was.
Right. As a teenage.
Yeah.
As a teenage McGee.
Yeah. As just like a confused, unformed brain person.
Yeah. Man, I'm still there though, you know, 37.
I guess
you're going to be 31. You're going to be in your 30s on Thursday.
Well, I'm already in my 30s.
Okay. I mean, you're 30, but
30.
You're not in your 30s yet.
I would say that 30 is a part of the 30s.
You're about to be in your 30s.
No, I'm in my 30s now.
Once it ticks past the zero into
you
the
must
one.
Explain that logic better.
Yeah, yeah.
Better.
So you turn 30, right? You have, you turn 20.
You're literally saying the word 30.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is part of the 30s.
And then after that, you enter your 30s.
Okay. So am I in my
20s? It's fine.
Am I in my
20s? No, it's fine. Are you in your 20s?
Yeah.
Right now?
Would you say I'm in my 20s?
You're 30.
Then I'm in my 30s?
No, you are 30.
So I'm not in any sort of decade?
No, you're 30 years old. You're in your third decade. I'm sorry, you're at your third decade.
Oh, man.
All right.
You guys are hearing this, right?
This has been fun, honey. We got to get you on an airplane.
Yeah, I must go.
Thank you all for listening. You can support us by following us on social media, on Instagram and Facebook at SWGMPod. Mm-hmm. Please like and subscribe and follow and whatever else you can do. It's a big support for us. Talk to us on there. Let's have some fun. You can leave an anonymous question.
Yeah, we'll do listener questions next week. So scroll to the bottom of our website. Tell us a secret, like it's a whatever column in a newspaper.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it.
You can tell us a secret. You can let off
a question.
You can literally let off. You can talk about something there because it's totally anonymous that you've never said to anyone.
Yeah.
You can ask us a question.
Well, you know what you could do is like if you're so mad at someone, you could just like let it all out.
Yeah.
And we'll read it out.
Let it all out. That's your, you can just confess. You can let it all out, whatever you need to do at the bottom of our website, which is shouldwegetmarriedpod.com. You can also support us by buying a t-shirt. We have t-shirts for sale on there. And please tell a friend about our podcast. We love our small scrappy, we love our small scrappy community and we'd love to see it grow. And rate and review us on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. And that's about it. We appreciate you.
I love you.
I love you, honey bee.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Bye.
Bye.